Hi folks, it's Chris, more commonly known as Pilgrim Chris, and I bought a set of BSH10 stereo Bluetooth headphones recently, and our very own all one word, Big Rick here on Audioboo, has bought a pair on my recommendation on G Plus. And so thanks Rick for that, and thanks for your Audioboo on it. I love them. I think they're fantastic value for money. But the one thing I do know, and I think you found that, Rick, was that you cannot use them. The microphone won't record an audio boo. I've tried this. I've had them on. I've recorded an audio boo, and I can see on my audio boo app that it's picking up the sound. The time goes down, but when I come to play back, I don't get any playback at all. It's like it's dead, there's something wrong. So I'm not sure what's going on there. Funnily enough, I use VoiceBow, as you know, another audio app, and they work fine with VoiceBow, not a problem at all. So I'm not sure what's happening here with Audioboo. I think it must be, it's got to be the app, it's got to be Audioboo itself because it works with everything else. I can control my phone through them, I can use Google. Now with them, I can use my S voice with them. I can use Tasker commands. I can use my Skype. I can do Google Hangouts. Everything except record an audio boo. And I don't have an iPhone. And I noticed Rick was saying in his boo that it's picking up his sound through his microphone on his iPhone. Whereas on my Android, my Galaxy Note 2, it's definitely picking something up because when I'm recording the audio, I have the Audioboo sort of sound graph, if you like, in the app in front of me, and it's picking up the sound. I can see that the indicators are moving, the timer's going down, and yet there's no playback. When I hit play, I'll hit pause, for example, and then play back what I've already said, and nothing happens at all. So I don't know what this is. Like I say, that has to be Audioboo's end because it works with other audio apps. And it actually works with SoundCloud too. I did a little test on my sort of inactive SoundCloud account. But they're very good speakers, very good headphones. So I'm going to have a word with Audioboo about it to see if there's anything they can do. It might be just a little tweak of something somewhere. But then again, I know they're working on the Android app, and so I'm going to wait. It's not vital at the moment for me. But sound quality is very good, like Rick says. And I'm going to put the link to that, to where you can get them from on amazon.co.uk, here in the description of this audiobook, because I think they're very good. And Rick's bought them, and people I've shared them with and experienced them with, my family and friends, all think they're excellent and are rushing out to buy a pair. So for £15, you can't go wrong. I think for me, the one annoying thing about them is there is a blue indicator on your right ear that flashes when they're on. So if you're walking down the road with them on your head, and they are quite discreet, they are over the ear headphones, but they are small, and they're a sporting type headphone, i.e. the headband goes around the back of the neck, loops over the ear, and they are comfortable to wear, but there's a blue flashing light, and that could be annoying. I don't see it, of course, but everybody else can see it. And if you're walking down if you're walking down a dark road, it's flashing away. I'm going to look into that. Maybe I can just put a bit of masking tape over it because it's not vital. But yeah, it can control basic functions. It's just a basic Bluetooth stereo headset that happens to be very good quality. And they do class themselves as noise reduction headphones. I'm not so sure about that. Perhaps there's a little bit of noise cancellation, and I think that's to do with the microphone, as opposed to the headphones themselves. But I guess I've walked down a busy street with them on full volume, and that you can hear everything through the headphones, much better than my previous in-ear headphones. I spent £80, £90 on some Bose headphones before, and these are better at in a noisy environment. They're louder, if you like. You can turn the volume up. If I turn the volume up full max on my phone, and then full max on the actual device itself, it's very loud. But also quiet enough when you're in a public place, like on a bus or in a living room with other people around, that you can turn them down, hear perfectly well. I mean, my brother will sit here watching EastEnders on TV, and I can have my headphones on, and he can't hear the headphones, and I can't hear the TV, and we're both happy. So I can listen to my music or audio booze while he watches, EastEnders. And so there we go. They are a good headset. I'll put the link in case anybody's interested. For £15, you can't go wrong in trying them out. You've got my recommendation. You've got Big Rick, all one word's recommendation now. And so if you're looking for a pair of cheap, good quality Bluetooth headphones, try these out. They are USB, it's mini USB to USB connector. So you can plug the USB connector into anything, like laptop, computer, to charge them with. You can even plug it into a phone charger. I mean, my Samsung phone charger and iPhone phone chargers come with a cable that plugs into the actual plug itself, so you could plug them directly in there. It is a short cable, but it's £1.50 if you want to buy an extended cable from any shop that sells cables, computer shop. I know I've looked. It's a very short cable for charging. So if you want a longer cable, go out and buy one. You might already have one in your collection, actually. If you have a camera, it's the same. Any mini USB to USB cable will work, and then you plug it anywhere you want to charge. Mine have been running now on a. I fully charged them. They've been running now for 9 hours, without needing a recharge. So 9 hours of use on music. I've been watching iPlayer. Skyping, Hangouts, phone calls. That's not 9 hours continuous use. That's using them for 9 hours intermittently. I would say continuous use, probably 4 in total. Anyway, there you go. Just a recommendation on some Bluetooth stereo wireless headphones with mic, with function controls built into one of the earpieces. Check them out. You might be surprised. Thanks for listening, and thanks, all one word, Big Rick, for your boo and your tagging of me in it. I shall do the same with this one. As always, if applicable, God bless.